What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
When we're talking Tigers, love to bring in our next guest, Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. Always has great insights. Zach, thank you so much for the time tonight. How you been doing, man?
Doing good, man. Obviously, SEC Media Days this week. LSU baseball has been cruising in the portal, so staying busy on this end, but doing all good.
Yeah, LSU kicked off things at SEC Media Days on Monday. What did you think overall from what Brian Kelly, Garrett Nussmeier, and the other likes of the guys had to say there?
Yeah, man, I thought it was great. I thought it was a great dynamic of guys. Obviously, Whit Weeks is very outspoken, a fun, personable guy. Pair him next to Chris Hilton, who's a little bit more reserved and quiet, and then you know what you're getting from Garrett Nussmeier. He's a fantastic guy, kind of does that coach speak. He knows what he's saying and kind of knows how to push all the right buttons. And then you got the shot caller in Brian Kelly taking the head podium and the main stage and obviously doing what he does best. And it's a great dynamic. I love what I saw from the guys. Loved what Brian Kelly had to say about the offensive line and how he's bullish on that unit because that's kind of that spot offensively where there are some question marks. So all in all, a great day for the Tigers, a good SEC Media Day appearance for the program. And now you kind of shift gears and get ready for fall camp in the coming weeks. And week one at Clemson is going to be sooner than people think.
44 days away, Zach, if you can believe it. It's going to run by really quickly, hopefully. And we'll get to that season opener at the Clemson version of Death Valley. Looking forward to that matchup. But I wanted to highlight something that you brought up there. Brian Kelly talked about it. The offensive line, we've mentioned with you before on the show, LSU's got so many weapons at either wide receiver, even running back with like Caden Durham. And then you have the veteran quarterback in Garrett Nussmeier to sling the ball around the field to get it to all those weapons. And you feel great about this offense, but replacing four or five starters, it's obviously a concern on the offensive line. Now, Brian has come out and said, Coach Kelly, that, you know, they're bullish on that unit. They went out and got the portal players. They've been quote unquote grooming some different players to step up into that role. They're going to be counting on some young guys, potentially as depth. But just what is your concern level for that offensive line? Because right off the bat, you're getting tested against a Clemson defensive front featuring T.J. Parker, who had 11 sacks this past season and is viewed as a top prospect for the 2026 draft. It's a really, really good Clemson defensive line that's going to give them a test right off the bat.
Yeah, Charlie, you're spot on. I mean, you know what you're getting from the skill positions on this team. Your wide receiver unit is absolutely loaded and nothing short of fantastic. Caden Durham, in my opinion, is going to be a top three running back in the SEC. And not many words need to be said about Garrett Nussmeier, arguably the top returning signal caller in all of college football. So the main question marks come at the offensive line. You're replacing four starters from last season with Will Campbell, Emory Jones, Garrett Dellinger, and Miles Frazier departing for the NFL draft. And now it's time to kind of see what you got in your youngsters. You throw in Tyree Adams, a first-year starter who's had the chance to learn behind a guy like Will Campbell. Weston Davis, a player that they're extremely intrigued about. So the tackle position is one where I kind of sit back and am prepared to see what's going to come in fall camp. These are two guys that I think have this caliber to start in the SEC, and I think they need to be watching their backs because a guy named Carius Kern, a five-star true freshman, is going to be on their tail trying to push for playing time. So it's going to be fun watching this unit kind of get put together. The way I talk about it, Charlie, is it's a puzzle, and you have so many pieces and so many versatile pieces at that, man. So you got a ton of guys that can play, but they just lack experience. So it's up to Brad Davis to put this puzzle together. You got the talent, and now it's just about piecing it together. The concern level for me isn't as high as some, just because I know how Brad Davis has recruited and the development aspect of his youngsters, specifically in Weston Davis. I feel comfortable, but I think fall camp's going to answer most of these questions for us.
Mentioning pieces of the puzzle, I know linebacker Jamichael Garrett, still one of the nation's top prospects, still on the market in this 2026 recruiting cycle. Top 10 Louisiana guy. Curious how far things are along with the LSU Tigers. How are they looking? I know, I believe, Auburn and maybe Texas A&M or some of the schools looking at him?
Absolutely. And Jamichael Garrett is one of the new players in Louisiana. This is a guy who transferred to Louisiana after playing his first three seasons of prep ball in Theodore, Alabama, made the move to finish his high school career in Louisiana, and he's playing at Central High. He's the number one linebacker in the state now that he's made the move over here and a top 10 linebacker in all of America. He was committed to Auburn for about a year and ultimately decided to reopen his recruitment process and start to evaluate the other contenders kind of in the realm, I would say. Now, LSU's missed out on their top target at the linebacker position in J.J. Bush after he committed to the Arkansas Razorbacks. Now LSU's kind of circling back and trying to get back in the mix for a guy like Jamichael Garrett, 6'1", 220-plus pounder, a guy who can move, and LSU's going to have some stiff competition. The Auburn Tigers are still in the mix, despite him backing off of a pledge to those Tigers. Ole Miss is in the mix, and then like you said right there, Texas A&M. So they're kind of trying to push all the right buttons here and see what they can do, but this is a highly touted guy who's going to have just a tremendous list of potential suitors by the time he makes his decision.
Zach, before we get into what Coach Johnson's been doing, because the transfer portal king is back and he's been making some moves the past couple of days, I want to ask you and look ahead to fall camp, because that's what's next before we get into, you know, the Clemson matchup and the start of the regular season. Post-SEC media days, you're kind of turning your attention to that. Specifically, what are you going to be kind of keying in on at fall camp? Any positions, any players specifically?
Yeah, I think we kind of talked a little bit about the offensive line, and that's certainly a position of intrigue for me, kind of when those gates open up and you get the chance to check out this team. But flipping to the other side of the ball, man, I'm excited to look at this defensive backfield, and a specific position group is going to be the safety room. You bring in A.J. Halsey from the transfer portal, and you were super selective in your spring portal approach, only bringing in two guys. And one of them was A.J. Halsey, the top-ranked safety that was there in the spring window. So a guy that you were specifically targeting ultimately picked the LSU Tigers over the Miami Hurricanes. And he's a guy that's expected to make an immediate impact. So for me, I'm going to be checking out this safety room, kind of keying in on that and kind of putting a microscope underneath them just to see what they're working with there. The defensive backfield is one that has a ton of intrigue, but the safety room, to me, is where the magic's going to happen. You brought in Marcus Cooley in the winter window. You return players like Javian Toviano, Jordan Gilbert, Deshaun Spears. You have some playmakers, Charlie. You got some guys in the mix there, but it's time to see who can kind of separate themselves from the pack and emerge as those first-team guys. I'm looking at Halsey and Marcus Cooley to really stand out after a really beneficial summer from what I've heard.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Talking with Zach Nagy, the publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. And yeah, Charlie mentioned it. Jay Johnson has just been killing it in the transfer portal. Before, though, we get into some of that, good to see some returning Tigers to the team. Zach Cowan, Chris Stanfield, Tanner Reeves all deciding to come back for another year at LSU.
Steve, it's tremendous for them to come back. Like, I can't understate how important it is for a guy like Chris Stanfield to be back in the mix. With him coming back, you return your entire national championship outfield. Derek Curiel, your national freshman of the year. Jake Brown, back in the mix.
I got goosebumps just hearing you say that.
Well, yeah, man, you're talented. You got all your guys back in the mix. And Zach Cowan's no slouch either on the mound. So Jay Johnson's always kind of got some tricks up his sleeve. And to get those guys back on this roster for the 2026 season is tremendous. And it gives you that experience. You know, you need some veteran leadership in that locker room. You have a ton of new faces, some true freshmen in the mix as well. So to get those three guys in is huge. And now they're starting to really kind of reload heading into fall ball in the coming weeks, really.
Yeah, because if you're looking at the MLB draft, I mean, once Jay knew which players were for sure gone, it felt like he instantly started, okay, this guy, we're bringing him in. This guy, we're bringing him in. Four guys in 2 days, basically. And I want to start out with Zach York, the first baseman from Grand Canyon, who's offensive numbers are just unbelievable. And he's a really big fella. We talked with Kendall Rogers about this, and Kendall echoed your sentiments, the co-owner of D1Baseball.com, Zach, that LSU may have the best outfield in college baseball next year because of all the returning talent with Curiel, with Stanfield, with Brown, and whatever they have to supplement it, even with losing like Ashton Larson to Texas, which he announced in the portal recently. He was going to the Longhorn program. But there's just so much talent in the outfield, so much talent on the pitching mound. The infield, you have to replace some pieces because you're losing Danny Dickinson of the draft. First baseman Jared Jones moves on, ninth round pick of the Pirates. And then you bring in Zach York to potentially be the first baseman for 2026. And once again, Zach, his numbers just speak for themselves. As a hitter, he's got great power, great batting average, and more in three seasons at Grand Canyon, about 30 more walks than he had strikeouts. The guy is very advanced offensively. I just want to get your thoughts on him.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, this is a guy who's 6'2", 295, and that is not incorrect, by the way. This is a hefty lefty, my man. He's got a ton of power at the plate, and he's displayed that throughout his entire college career, coming off of a huge 2025 season for Grand Canyon. So you nailed it right there, Charlie. This is a guy who's a tremendous addition and one that really shouldn't be overlooked, a player that can come in and not necessarily make up for a guy like Jared Jones, but really come in and really help at the plate. Gives you some power, some much-needed power. You got some consistent hitting within that lineup coming back. And then, of course, some true freshmen in the mix as well. But to get some power and some pop at the plate is tremendous. And that's exactly what Zach York provides this team. Defensively, it'll be fun to see where Jay Johnson kind of throws him in the mix if he puts him at first base because there's so much competition in the infield like you alluded to. But, man, Zach York, yeah, that's one that I hope a lot of people don't overlook because he is tremendous at the plate. And like you said, his numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah, just to add on to that, hit 328 in 3 years at Grand Canyon. I mean, home runs 32, and then once again, 122 walks to 91 strikeouts in three seasons. A ton of games played, 164 as well. So Zach York, and I think Kendall compared him to Sonny DeShara for SEC baseball fans, the former Auburn slugger that went nuts a couple years ago in their run to Omaha. The other one I wanted to ask you about, though, Zach, Trent Carraway is a really interesting one to me. Oregon State Beaver program, really high expectations this past year. And, you know, when you look at his regular season, he didn't have the best regular season. But then in the postseason, the 11 games that Oregon State played on their run to Omaha, he went off. I mean, this kid hit 325 in the postseason. Those 11 games had 14 RBI and 12 runs scored as well. He just showed some flashes there that I think definitely intrigued Jay Johnson in this program. That, you know, the talent is still there with this Trent Carraway kid. Played third baseman for Oregon State as well, which could be a position of need too.
Absolutely. Once again, I mean, you crushed it. This is a guy who's a fantastic addition. MLB evaluators and scouts are kind of salivating at the potential that he attained. It's hard to not be excited about it, and he showed flashes of that during that Corvallis Regional, where he blasted a handful of home runs, was consistent at the plate, where he was hitting over 320. This is a player that has the chance to be special if he can piece it all together at the plate, and what better to learn from than Jay Johnson and company in Baton Rouge? There's going to be competition in the infield, so defensively it's going to be fun to see how he slides in the mix. But nonetheless, Trent Carraway is one that's a big-time addition. That's a big fish. And he's coming from a winning program. Obviously, we know what Oregon State is capable of in college baseball. So Carraway's a big addition as well, man. Zach York's big. Carraway's huge. And then getting Cooper Moore as well. It's hard to not be excited about these additions that LSU's brought in this week. And like you said a little bit earlier, Jay Johnson sat back and was kind of meticulous in his approach when it came to the MLB draft. Once it ended, he knew who he was going to have in the mix. It was just a matter of when they popped. And Trent Carraway was one of them. So to get him in is big, and Jay Johnson's excited about that one.
Now, Zach, looking at the, you know, the arms of Jay Johnson's staff here, we knew he was loading up on a few lefties for a while, but just recently, Dax Daith, the righty out of Angelo State. What do you know about this kid?
That's a fun one, Steve. This is a guy who didn't even know he was going to have an extra year of eligibility until a couple of days ago. Huh. And LSU kind of pursued him heavily and gave him the opportunity to enter the mix here. He's an old guy, quote-unquote old, if you would say. I believe he's entering his seventh year of college ball. So he's been around. He's well-traveled. But he shined at the Division II level last year at Angelo State, a player that can give you some depth on the mound. And like you said a couple minutes ago, you've added a ton of newcomers through the transfer portal. Dax Daith is another one that the program's excited about from a depth perspective. Another key addition for Jay Johnson and company.
What are we, you know, I know you mentioned before with first base the possibility of York there, but what about a guy, the six-year senior and Seth Dardar?
Seth Dardar is a fun one. This is a New Orleans native, a Holy Cross alum, a player who's also well-traveled, started his career off at Columbia, made his way to Kansas State, where he absolutely shined in 2025. And the opportunity to come back and play for LSU was one that he just could not pass up. Naturally, he could be more of a second baseman, but you can move him around and flip-flop him. He's a true versatile infielder and a guy that the program, again, is super excited about. And I know I keep saying that about a lot of these guys, but this program is super intrigued with the newcomers. It's a new era of college athletics. You kind of reload each offseason, and that's what Jay Johnson's proven since he's made his way to Baton Rouge. So you look at a guy like Seth Dardar, a guy who can be flipped around in that infield. You know the pop that you're going to get from him at the plate. A left-handed hitter who's got tremendous power. But trying to get him more well-rounded in the field is going to be key. Exciting for him to come back home and get the opportunity to rep the purple and gold.
Zach, there was no better word than what Jay's done than reload. And I know that you used it when talking about the three portal players that he got in the one day. But then you also mentioned Cooper Moore. And Cooper Moore, for those that don't know, Kansas was the 2 seed in this past year's NCAA tournament. They went to the Fayetteville Regional. Obviously, Arkansas made their run to Omaha. LSU fans obviously remember that game. But he was a Saturday starter and then a Friday starter for this Kansas Jayhawk program that, once again, was in the postseason this past year. The numbers are pretty solid, 3.96 ERA, 85 strikeouts to 19 walks and 88 and two-thirds innings pitched. One of the top arms in the portal, as you had mentioned, Zach, and I mean, he's coming down to Baton Rouge. It's just another good get for Jay Johnson, the transfer portal king.
It is. And this wasn't one that Jay Johnson knew he was getting right off the bat. This was one that Oklahoma was in the mix for. Tennessee was in the mix for. He took an official visit up to Knoxville to go check out the Volunteers and Tony Vitello. But ultimately, LSU and Jay Johnson pushed all the right buttons on that official visit to get him to shut things down. It was just a matter of getting through the MLB draft because he was a draft-eligible sophomore too. So to add him to this roster, I mean, Charlie, we've sat here and talked about these guys on the mound. It's ridiculous. You have so much talent to work with. It makes me so intrigued to see how Jay Johnson disperses these arms that he has. He has a ton of guys on the left side that can throw just incredible stuff. You add Cooper Moore, a right-hander that, like you said, was a starter for a contending team with Kansas as a Saturday night guy. So it's going to be fun to watch. The numbers are exciting for Cooper Moore, and you put him with Nate Yeske. I think you got a recipe for success, Charlie. I think this team has got tremendous depth and some tremendous talent to ultimately make another push in 2026 after reloading in Baton Rouge.
Zach, do you ever get a day off or do you sleep much? Because I feel like covering LSU sports is just constantly something's going on.
No off season.
Man, we're in that time of July where a lot of people expect things to slow down, kind of that off season. But man, right. When you cover a program like LSU, it doesn't stop. Jay Johnson keeps us busy. SEC media days, LSU recruiting. It doesn't stop, my man. But it's a good problem to have. It's a prestigious program. You got to love it, right?
For sure. Appreciate your time too, Zach. Appreciate you. Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. Go check out all his great info there. Thanks again, Zach.
Thank you, fellas. You have a good one.
Thanks, Zach.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.